You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and magical world that we live in, from pro wrestling to podcasting to movies, video games, our lives, my dog, Diesel's life, and anything else that pops up in your amazing questions you ask us each and every week. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse. And before I introduce my co-host, he has to play everyone's favorite game show, What's the Password? Alright, contestant Foxtrot, do you know what this week's password is?
Bitchin'!
Wow, it's a short one. Interesting. Zeus doesn't usually swear, but guess we'll go with it. Man, judges, you guys are becoming real dicks back there. Don't really like that at all, but I guess you got it right. So, I'll introduce my co-host. He's to my left. It's Diesel. Piss off, judges.
Yeah, piss off, judges. Chad has some more words after that.
Yeah, I was trying to talk, and you guys are cutting me off lately. This is my game show, so don't cut me off. You guys are the background judges, and I call for you, not you telling me when I stop. Dicks.
Yes, I'm here, sitting next to Chad on the couch. Couch of podcasting brilliance.
Yeah, go with that. Okay, well, that'll lead us right into our first segment. How's your week been, buddy?
Week's been a roller coaster.
Things. Of love.
Last Thursday, I did something that I do not remember, so we'll skip over that. I really don't remember what it was.
Oh, I thought you meant it in a bad way. You got really hammered or something, and you did something bad.
No, I know I did something, like, did something specific on Thursday that I wanted to bring up on here, and then when I started to, like, when I brought up Thursday, I totally forgot what it was. So, skipping over Thursday.
Cool.
On Friday, just hung out with Emily. Started Hunters.
Ooh.
I like that show. We're 6 episodes in now.
Yeah, I haven't started it yet. For some reason, Amazon shows always take me forever to watch.
It's a good one. Al Pacino's pretty good in it. Josh Radnor, at first, it's like, all you can see is Ted Mosby, but after a while, you forget that he's Ted Mosby. It's that mustache.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel, not to get you off subject, but like with Charlie Day, because he's in the Pacific Rim movies.
Yeah.
And when you first start watching that movie, all you can think of is just Charlie, and it's like, oh, wasn't he going to start huffing some glue or something? And then by the end of the movie, you're like, oh, shit, he's a really smart scientist.
And then Saturday was my last day at work, so I went through that, finished up with work.
Graduation goggles.
Handed in my uniforms, got a Subway gift card, and I don't know why I got a Subway gift card. Someone gave us a $50 Subway gift card at work, and I got whatever was left over on it after lunch. But so then finished up work, headed out to Oshkosh. Said Emily's sister's Saturday night, and we did an adult Walmart trip because her sister has kids, so I thought it was just going to be like, go to Walmart, grab a couple things. No, we went on a whole grocery shopping trip, and it was not what I was expecting. And
what do you mean an adult, like just the adults went on the trip to Walmart? Because when you say you went on an adult Walmart trip,
I know it means what it sounds like.
It sounds like you're saying you went to, oh geez, Zeus, stop attacking
you
me.
You got some adult things that aren't for children, but like that will not be discussed here.
Like dildos?
They don't sell dildos. I mean, they sell weird things, but not dildos at Walmart.
I don't know what kind of Walmart you're going to.
We went to Super Walmart.
Oh, yeah, so maybe they do.
They just sell little, like, vibrators, Chad, okay?
Wow. That's more than I knew about what they sell at Walmart. Did not know that.
You're not going down the right aisle.
Apparently not.
But, yeah, so, like, Emily's brother-in-law stayed home with the children. And we went to Walmart and we ordered some food. And they said it was going to take an hour before we picked it up. It was at this bar. I don't even know what the bar was called. It wasn't very good. Like, you got a side of cheese curds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it cost $4 for this side of cheese curds. They gave me like 5.
Were they large cheese curds?
Not really.
Those bitches.
Maybe medium at best.
Maybe medium cheese curds.
I was not very... And they didn't even taste that great. And I got this jalapeno popper burger, which I was kind of excited about. So I figured there'd be like slices of jalapenos in there. Nah. Chopped up jalapeno, like...
What bar did you go to? Oh, you're in Oshkosh, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know. It had no spice to it at all because it was just chopped up jalapenos in the cream cheese. So, I wasn't very thrilled about that.
Wasn't very thrilled about your Papa Burger?
Nope. But, on Sunday, I got me a Columbia jacket.
Yeah?
The Columbia outlet.
I saw that. You wore it when you were walking in.
Yeah, I needed something professional because on Monday... I started my new job, and so I'm on, currently, just finished day 3, and so far it's going pretty good, except for today I had to do this orientation thing that was really long, really boring, didn't really pertain to my job per se, but I got to sit through it for like 6 hours, didn't get free lunch, good thing I packed my own, because otherwise I'd be starving right now. Right now I'm just relatively hungry.
Looks like normal. That's just your normal state of life.
Great. But I'd be starving if I only got lunch. And I would have been hangry. And it would have made the orientation thing go longer. But, so job's going good.
That's really what all the high flyers wanted to hear about anyway.
Still learning. And there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. And, yeah, I can't tell you about it because it has to remain confidential.
That's true. So, he's important now, people.
I'm important. I have a badge that gets me through locked doors, and it's the only way you can get on floor 2 of the building I work at. You need the badge.
Huh. That's important to know for the zombie apocalypse.
And that's where people bring the desserts.
Not as important to know for the zombie apocalypse.
Get off the elevator, they have just a table full of desserts that people bring in. It's like, cool, that's why you need a badge to get to floor 2, I guess.
To save the desserts for the deserving people.
Right?
That's
only my week.
Let's say, anything else you want from your week? All right. My week. What have I done this week? Shit. I don't know. Another week in my life. Sunday, I went out for brunch with Allison and a couple of our friends. We drank a fair amount, had a great breakfast / lunch. That's why it's called brunch. Let's see. Monday, I played some trivia. Tuesday, I recorded another episode of The Chatterbox. Yeah, I'm up to 5 episodes now, and none of them have been released yet. Don't worry. I'm thinking about it. I'm doing some stuff, all right? I'm not happy with it yet, all right? I will release it when I'm happy with it, but I got 5 in the can right now. They're all interesting. They're all very good. Let's see. And today is Wednesday, and what did I do with my day? This was the oddest Wednesday ever. I'm going to tell you right now, Diesel. Because this is the first time in shit, I don't know how long, that you have not been over here at like 1 o'clock so that we can watch wrestling together before we do this podcast. It's been throwing my day off all frickin' day.
Well, I gotta grow up sometime.
Or we all gotta grow up and then you de-grow up and you go back to bartending like I did.
You might grow back up, kid.
Nah.
You never know.
Not really.
Opportunity comes your way?
Not really, because if Allison and I start having kids, it's already been designated that I'm the stay-at-home parent, so...
Oh, God. That's going to be horrible.
What? Dude, that was a dick thing to say right there.
You're the last person that should stay home with kids.
What are you talking about? They'll be my kids. They'll be great. They'll be very smart kids.
They'll be murdered.
They will be murdered. They will be very smart kids, and they will be very well-behaved.
I hope so.
Oh, they'll be good. I was a good kid. You know, your mother's curse is you're going to have kids just like you. I was a really great kid.
Yeah, let's ask your mom about that.
You can ask my mom. She'll tell you. I was a really nice kid.
I have a suspicion that your mom would say something different.
She wouldn't. Up until I got to like, everyone's a dick when they're a teenager. But before that, earlier in life, I was all right.
I've talked to your mom before about you as a kid. And I've heard different stories.
Oh, that's mean. I guess I have to call my mom after the podcast today. But yeah.
You should call your mom. Everyone should call their mom.
I talked to my mom. All right. What? Now we're just totally off topic. But that's how my week's been. All right. So let's go into our second subject. Topic. Our friggin' segment. Whatever the hell we call these things. It's T-shirt time. What you rocking this week, Diesel?
I'm technically not wearing a t-shirt.
You're wearing like an adult t-shirt.
I'm wearing polo.
That's an adult t-shirt.
It's red. Chico Six Toes doesn't like it. He says it's bullshit color. And he says it's because all the sports teams that he hates wears red. And that is a valid point. But like the Badgers wear red, so it can't be all of them.
Also, the high school we went to was red, and we both played sports for that high school.
Chico didn't go to our high
school. I said we, as in you and me. So we like red, so Chico can jog on.
Yeah, but I'm wearing my adult clothes, mainly for Chico, and he didn't even like my shirt.
I wear a lot of red shirts. Why didn't he ever give me shit about that?
I wear some red shirts, too. I have my AJ Styles red shirt.
I have a lot of red shirts.
Other red shirt.
I shouldn't wear red shirts because I have a very red face.
Only when you wear red shirts.
Yeah. And you know, that's how it works. That's why I wear a lot of green, folks. If you didn't know that, if you have a very red face and you would like to, you know, unhighlight that, wear a lot of green. They're opposite colors.
I think it's funny that you think that works.
It does in pictures. All right, so my t-shirt this week, I'm rocking, once again, another amazing t-shirt from RippedApparel.com. This one isn't really from a fandom or anything like that, but it's the classic Looney Tunes where Porky Pig would say, "That's all, folks." But instead of it being Porky Pig, it's a cartoon of the Earth that's on fire, and it says, "That's all, folks." And I thought it was just a great shirt to wear, especially with everything that's going on with the coronavirus and just the general shittiness of the world right now. And that's why I bought this shirt. Because it made me chuckle. A very, very dark chuckle. Alright, anything else you want to say about t-shirt time?
I'm wearing my Lucha Cat socks again.
Nice. Make sure that you check out RippedApparel.com. Check out their 3 brand new daily t-shirts that they release each day. Each one you can get for $13. It's a hell of a deal. And they are always super awesome. I have many more Ripped Apparel shirts that I will be debuting on this podcast very soon. I actually have my t-shirts planned for, I think, almost the next 2 to 3 months at this point. Because I've got a bunch of new t-shirts, and I can only wear one a week with this podcast. So, yeah, my t-shirts are planned out.
You can still do t-shirt time on your other shows.
I can do t-shirt time on my other shows, but I'm not going to. That's a segment of this show.
It can be a spinoff segment.
No. This is t-shirt time only territory. Unless the other places start sponsoring those podcasts, and then I'll do t-shirt time, whatever heckin' podcast you want me to, okay? If you're sponsoring it, I'll do it. But go order some stuff from RippedApparel.com and tell them we sent you, View from the Top Rope, and then they'll sponsor this podcast. It'll be great. That will wrap up t-shirt time. Let's keep on going. Our next segment. This is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts that concern everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to UFC to video games to everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. You know, Channing, I don't usually say this about our assistants, but damn, it's good to have you back. Last week was a frickin' mess. So, glad you're back this week, buddy. All right, Diesel, kick us off with your portion of the news.
Starting out with the Matt Attack, Matt Willis. It's Magnificent. I don't know what this
Jordan. It's been a long time. And this is what I dealt with last week, Channing, except he was running the sound effects too, and it was not great.
It's been a long day. Leave me alone. Magnificent Matt Willis at the Matt Attack UK on Twitter. After last week's impromptu Matt Attack, Matt and Conrad return with a proper Matt Attack, discuss the Elimination Chamber event, with Melissa rejoining the panel. Unfortunately, the Queen of NE was unable to join, but will be back soon.
Wait, when's that dropping?
I'm guessing before this weekend, because Elimination Chamber's on Sunday.
Hopefully Friday.
It doesn't say, but...
I'm guessing Friday, folks.
I would say that's a safe guess. Game Junkies will return this weekend with the second part of their look back at the Halo franchise. Also, the boys are officially now going to be going to EGX Resed as... It's the double Z's, man.
Resed.
It's the double Z's.
Yeah, that's funny.
As Press.
As Press. Hey, congratulations on that. No bullshit at all. I really like that. Now you can give me my interview with Andy. Also, Andy apparently was in Chicago this past week. I don't know if he went to Revolution, but I'm really pissed I didn't know about it. Sorry, that's totally off topic.
As the boys have been granted the exclusive passes, thank you again to Chad and Diesel for encouraging us to keep on keeping on. You're welcome.
Yep. That's why I did that little singing.
And moving on to Meg's Three Pods at Dennis Creepy.
Oh, man. It's like Zachy Three Belts, but Meg's Three Pods. Totally get it, man. It's funny because you're English.
News. 5 rounds.
News.
Good news for UFC fans. Bad news for Diesel. Damn it.
Great news for Chad.
UFC 248 has a double title match.
Ooh,
double
yes. Double
title matches with Willie Zhang.
Zhang. Zhang's a damn, baby.
And Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And Israel...
It's Azadan. Anorexic.
Israel Azadania.
Ooh, these are nice.
Versus... Hoel, I'm guessing it's a soft Y.
Probably Hoyle is actually his real name.
Romero.
Hoyle Romero is a person. What did you say the first time?
Hoyle.
Hoyle. Ahoy hoy.
That's all we got from 5 rounds. While we watch, one of the fastest rising stars of the British content creation scene, John Scott from Wrestling with Johnners tells his wrestling story and his trip to WrestleMania.
For like 1 second, I thought you were going to say John Cena.
All right, that would have been awesome.
That would have been nuts. But we're very excited to have John, the other one. Anyways, Scott. John Scott. Just like Michael Scott. I wonder if he's related.
I would assume so.
Obviously.
And I didn't get any news from Band from Ringside this week because I've been so busy I forgot to ask this morning. But you know the deal. Catch them every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, and you can always be sure to listen, share, subscribe, and repeat.
I bet you they will have their thoughts on this week's edition of the Wednesday Night Wars between NXT and AEW, plus probably their thoughts on Revolution. And they already did their Super Showdown thoughts, so probably just the general craziness and weirdness that is the WWE right now. Check it out on Fridays, folks. All right. Time for my portion of the news. I'll kick it off with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. MGB will return from a long overdue review of Primetime Pro on Friday, ahead of their next event on Saturday, that Madden and Graham will be attending, and where they will also get a chance to interview the Primetime Pro champ O'Shea Edwards. And yes, I know it was supposed to be Mason and Graham, but he wrote Madden, so that's what I said. All right, for the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. After a bumper poll last week, he'd actually write bump, but it sounds just weird to say a bump poll. Makes me think they were doing drugs or something on the poll. Just a weird thing in my brain, don't worry about it. After a bumper poll last week, the cops, Graham and Matt's spirits are buoyed as they look at the good, bad, and unsure moments from the world of wrestling in the last 7 days. For my podcast, as I already mentioned in my How My Week's Been, I did record the 5th episode of the Chatterbox already, and I'm working on it. I'm going to have them released. I'm working on the opening. I don't got the logo done yet, but once they're all starting to get released, then I've already got 5 episodes deep, and I'm pretty proud of where it's going. And as for you're so smart, still working on that because since Diesel is not going to be my first competitor, I'm working on who my first competitor is going to be and what their topic's going to be. I have 4 possible candidates lined up right now, and I'm working on that. So, dun dun dun.
Did you ever figure out a sub yet?
Yep, totally.
You got 2 weeks, man.
I know I got 2 weeks.
I'm just reminding you.
Yeah, keep me informed. That's what I'm saying. I'm
just reminding you. Next week is the last week before I go on vacation.
I know it's coming up. It's one of those first few weeks in March. I always knew that.
So yeah, I'm just reminding you.
Keep me on board. Yeah. Keep me informed. Okay. No Midwest Wrestling Roundup this week. Because I clean the chalkboard and I hate Facebook events. So I am literally trying to figure out a better medium to get my wrestling events for. So we can do this for you guys each and every week. Tell you what's coming up in the Midwest area. I will tell you that on March 15th, ICW, I think it's Quest for the Gold or something like that. It's something, I think it's actually called For the Gold. We'll be returning to the world famous La Pica Lounge number 3 in Milwaukee. Make sure you get your tickets for that because Sierra will be making her ICW Milwaukee return. Super jack for that. Sucks for Diesel because he ain't going to be around.
Boom, it sucks.
Yeah, but you'll be having a great time anyways.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Diesel. Any view from the top rope news?
Nope.
Cool. All right. That will wrap up the news. So, as always, thank you all so much for listening to all these wonderful podcasts on this wonderful Visionaries Wrestling Network. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing on whatever podcasting platform you are using to listen to any of these great podcasts that include anything from Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Podknife, Podable, Google Play, and so, so many others. Seriously, just make sure you like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing so the Visionaries Wrestling Network can continue to grow and thrive. And if you would like to be added to the Visionaries Wrestling Network, hit us up on our Gmail. And it is visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. But that's all the news that's fit to print this week. So that'll wrap it up. Channing, once again, if we ever start paying you, we're not paying you enough. All right, let's keep on going to our next segment, though. And this is the time of the week where we get to answer all of your amazing questions about anything and everything in this wild and wacky world. And yes, I totally did just repeat what I said from the beginning of the show. I do what I want. We run the show. It's our choice. Let me say those magical words, though, and they are, boys, hit the music.
Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers. We answer all your questions, your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers.
As the song just told you, it's time for the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. And as I am known to do, I will kick the show off with my deep and introspective question, which this week is not deep or introspective. It's just a kind of a, which would you rather? And I might have asked it before. I know we've talked about it before, but I don't know if I've done it for the deep and introspective question, so F it. I'm doing it. Diesel, would you rather be a deep space explorer or a deep sea explorer?
Either or would be fun, but I'm always on the side, before we really, really explore space, maybe we should explore as much of the sea as we can, because we haven't even got to the bottom of that thing yet, so.
Yeah, we have no idea really where it goes. So we haven't been down there.
What if, like, there's black holes down there, too? What if black holes in space go to the bottom of the sea? We don't know. We don't even know where black holes go, but I don't know. It's interesting. You just don't know. So I think that I would be a deep sea explorer just because I want to find out more about this blue marble that we're living on.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you as someone. And honestly, I've been thinking more and more about getting like a big ass like sleeve tattoo. And like, I'm I'm always just trying to think of what could, like, encompass, like, to go over the whole thing. Because this is a sleeve. It's got to have, like, some kind of theme. And it always come back to, and I don't know why I've always been obsessed with it, but I have been obsessed with it since I was, like, a kid. And that's the Kraken. I love the concept of the Kraken, the giant squid. And I want to discover that mofo. I want to go down to the deepest parts of the ocean. I want to find the Kraken. And that's just, it's something that's awesome. I don't know. I've always been intrigued. And also mildly terrified.
I think it's crazy that we've been so far down, though, where, like, can't see any light.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no light. And they have those fish that are just the jaws with a freaking light on their head.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's...
There's a lot of crazy fish that live down there, like...
And, okay, that's not to get, like, political or, you know, deeply anti-religious or anything like that. But the people that don't believe in evolution, like, they clearly evolved to be like that because of the environment they were in. There's no other reason a fish would develop a lantern on its goddamn head.
I just think they're cool. I have nothing else to say about it.
Yeah, sorry to drop some heavy stuff there for a second. But yeah, no, deep sea explorer bow show. Let me hunt the Kraken. Summon the Kraken. Love it. All right, let's get to your wonderful high-flying questions, though. And this week, we're starting with a new high flyer, and his name is John Schartzer. And he is at Schartzer John, and that is at Schartzerjon. So, I think I'm saying it right.
From what you just spelled out, sounds right.
Schartzer, that's what it looks like. All right.
We're not saying it right. Correct us.
Yeah, please correct us, John. Sorry if we're saying it wrong. All right. John's question is, and welcome, new high flyer. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sending a question in. Question is, why the F does Vince McMahon hate Ricochet and Cedric Alexander?
That is a great question. It's a good question to ask for your first question ever. It doesn't make any sense. I know that he loves the big, sweaty men, but, like, you want to talk about evolution, the evolution of professional wrestling has led us to wrestlers like Ricochet and Cedric Alexander and, like, the Lucha Bros and the Young Bucks and, like, wrestlers like that. And Vince McMahon just doesn't get it. I mean, once he got to, like, the age of 65, maybe even a little before then, he just decided, I don't know what wrestling is anymore. We're going to go back to the 80s, and we're going to push one guy, and he's going to be our be-all, end-all, and he's going to be big and meaty. And that's the way it is. Like, he doesn't... I have a feeling he thinks that, like, flips are boring, and athleticism is boring. Let's just go with power, and just... Power is cool sometimes, but, like...
He likes AJ Styles, though.
But AJ Styles, it's a weird thing, because AJ Styles is older. I don't know what it is with AJ Styles.
I'm just throwing it out there, you know, because, I mean, AJ Styles is definitely not a power wrestler. He is basically an older version of Cedric Alexander and Ricochet.
It must have to do with something in AJ Styles, like, personality, like, behind the curtain. Like... I don't know. Maybe he's just a good bullshitter. And really, you know, Vince McMahon likes his bullshitters. And, like,
it's the only reason you like Jericho.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe it's just, like, a personal thing that he likes AJ. And I'm not saying that he personally doesn't like Cedric or Ricochet. But I'm going with more into the wrestling style. And he just hasn't, like, clicked with them and other wrestlers like them. And the only reason that Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza and Andrade are getting over on Raw is because Paul Heyman is heavily invested in those guys, and he's the one pushing them. Vince McMahon's not pushing those guys.
You know, I don't ever like to bring up the race card or anything like that once again. But in some points, it does kind of seem like it is a little bit of the race card. Because, like, those guys get pushed because they want the new Rey Mysterio.
Well, yeah, you're right. And if, like, you want to, like, even go a little bit back, like, in recent times, when you're talking about the race card, what was the whole story with Kofi Kingston last year around WrestleMania about? Vince McMahon was interjected himself in this storyline, and like they didn't come out and say it's because you're black, but I mean they tiptoed around it the whole time, you know. So, and Chad does have a point.
I mean, once again, I've been drinking a lot of wine tonight, and I guess when I drink wine, I'm just gonna go right to the heart of the matter, and I don't give an F. So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like a little bit it is that at times, and then also. It is their size. They are just smaller guys. Like, Vince never likes cruiserweights. Like, Rey Mysterio is the one outlier who proves the, or it proves the rule. Like, basically. Because besides Rey Mysterio Jr., no other real small guy has ever been pushed heavily by Vince McMahon. He's never fully gotten behind, like, a tiny guy. Even AJ Styles, like, he's had some big runs, but he's never been the face of the WWE.
Well, even like Daniel Bryan, too.
Exactly. It took literally, and they can say all they want, oh, it was all planned that we were just trying to build it up. My ass, you were. They just fell into it, and then they had to go with it, because otherwise the fans literally would have burned that building to the ground.
That's why it was so good, because they had to go with it, and like, they didn't plan it. That's what made it so good.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, there is definitely some serious factors here that Vince McMahon, and yeah, it's it revolves kind of around a couple things, which is bullshit, because Ricochet and Cedric Alexander are both the shit. I love me some Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. And Cedric Alexander's run with the Cruiserweight Championship in the revamped, like when it came back, the matches he had on 205 Live are some of the most undervalued and underappreciated matches. Like when he was champ, week in, week out, we had great matches with him defending that Cruiserweight Championship. And no one talks about that. It's bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit. And then clearly Ricochet is Ricochet. I don't need to wax poetically about him. You all get it. All right. Well, let us thank John Schartzer, who is at Schartzer John. And once again, that is at S-H-A-R-T-Z-E-R-J-O-N. Welcome, new High Flyer, and way to kick it off with a bang with a great first question. Hopefully you send more questions in next week. Let's keep on keeping on, though. Next we go to, let's go with Mike, who is at Real Wintry. Mike's question is, I guess a lot of people are complaining about, he said Hell in the Cell, but it was corrected to be Elimination Chamber, not having a men's Elimination Chamber match. But in 2000, he went to Fall Brawl and didn't get a War Games match because it was on the Nitro before the pay-per-view. Have you ever went to a show where you were screwed out of a main event match for a stupid reason?
Kind of. I guess you could say when we went to Fastlane, it wasn't much of a match between Kevin Owens and Goldberg. I mean, the bell rang twice. But
it was all to get the Chris Jericho Kevin Owens feud over.
So like,
and get the belt on Goldberg.
So almost like present day.
Yeah, I can't believe this is happening. Sidebar. Remember how many times on this podcast we have talked about the fact, you know what? We went to a shitty pay-per-view in Milwaukee. But at least we got to see Goldberg win his last ever heavyweight championship. And damn it, it's 2020 and Goldberg just won another damn championship?
The only wrestler to win a heavyweight championship in 4 decades.
What?
Did you know that?
I did not know that. And what in the flying F is happening already in 2020? Sorry. The
90s, 2000s, 2010s, and the 2020s.
That is insanity. I did not know that, and my mind is blown, and I am just shocked and quasi-appalled.
But yeah, so I'm going to go with, like, I guess Fastlane. Like, I was expecting more than just a spear and a jackhammer, and that was it. I was expecting, like, Kevin Owens to, like,
well, do something. We got Kevin Owens to run around the ring for, like, a minute and a half.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't a match, though.
I was being sarcastic. It was horrible.
It wasn't horrible. It was actually good booking. Like, the story they told was good. It just, I was expecting more.
Yeah, especially for a pay-per-view main event. I guess, yeah, that's my answer as well. since we've gone to basically everything together for wrestling shows. I'm trying to think if, like for ICW, we've had a lot of events change because of weather and people not being able to make the show. I'm trying to think if a main event was ever changed.
I have a feeling that there was something with Orin.
Like Orin not being able to make a show. That's what I thought.
Orin made the show and then like somebody else couldn't, so they had to change the main event like in the last minute. I know like the Insane Eight we went to in 2018, Marcus Crane wasn't able to wrestle in the main event because he got hurt.
Yeah, we were all denied our Orin and Marcus rematch.
But we still got a pretty good Orin versus Cody Rice match. The Heartthrob.
That wasn't a pretty good match. That was a great effing match. But yeah, so no, I can't think of any time that really we got screwed out of a main event match that we were promised. But let us thank Mike, who is at Rio Wintery, for his wonderful question. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter. But let's move right along. Next, we go to RJ Krasinski, who is at _ the honorable one. And that is the number one at the end, not spelled out, just the number one. Question is, most overrated wrestler and or match of all time?
Most overrated wrestler of all time, Bret Hart.
Yeah. Let's say I was going to be the contentious one, but yeah, 100%.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I don't get it.
I don't get it. He was good in the ring, and great, that's fine, but there was so many other people who were great as well in the ring, and great in so many other aspects.
I mean, why do you think, like, once WCW got him, they didn't do anything with him?
Yeah, I've never understood the love of Bret Hart at all.
I know we're going to get a lot of heat. We always get a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, people love Bret Hart, and I just don't.
I find him boring.
I completely agree. Like, the only time he was semi-interesting is when he turned heel on Stone Cold. And then he wasn't even a great heel. He was still boring as hell.
He turned heel on America.
Yeah. And he still wasn't, like, I still didn't hate him for it. He was just still there.
And Goldberg ended his career.
Yeah, with a really bad super kick.
This is a Goldberg episode.
And this is a very big Goldberg episode. For the gold! Who the hell asked that? So then I guess we'll go, I'll have to go with a match. It's my most overrated match of all time. I won't say the Stone Cold versus Bret Hart at WrestleMania. That match is fantastic.
Go with like a match gimmick.
A match gimmick. The most overrated match gimmick is by far the First Blood gimmick. It is something that's really dumb to me because you can get busted open so accidentally, so easily, that the concept of the match and how they're like just destroying each other with everything and no one gets busted open is just ludicrous to me.
More overrated than something on a pole match?
Yeah, because that's so ludicrous to the point of it's just laughable.
Yeah, but
like, really, First Blood matches are used to be, like, super serious. They're like, oh, these are, I hate this person so much. Like, I have to face you, the first one to bleed. I hate you so much. And it's just dumb to me. It's like a crappier hardcore match in a lot of ways because a lot of times, the blood in the hardcore match makes the match better when someone starts bleeding. Like, I'll go to Revolution this past weekend. MJF just pumping blood, like, halfway through the match, like, added so much to the dynamic of the match. And so, I just think First Blood matches, at their absolute core, are dumb as F.
Alright.
Alright, let us thank RJ Krasinski, who is at _ the honorable one. And make sure you give him a follow on Twitter and check out all of his wonderful podcasts. He just recently did an interview with Tim Storm. That's pretty damn awesome. Check that out. All the links on his Twitter. Let's keep on going though. Next, we go to Blaine, who is at BC Mendoza. And Blaine's question is, Will Ja Morant win the NBA Rookie of the Year award? Shit, I don't even know what team he plays for.
I don't either.
Oh, man.
The Bucks, I ain't paying attention.
Oh, man, I'm 100% honest with you. I'm not at all sure what team he plays for. And I feel like we should know what team he plays for. But I don't. I have no idea.
Like I said, if it ain't the Bucks, I ain't paying attention.
But I'm going to go with no. And I'm going to give it to Zion, just because since Zion has returned to the Pelicans, know where Zion plays, he has been absolutely unstoppable. He's a very terrible at defense, but on offense, the guy is a lot of fun to watch. He's a moving, living highlight reel. So I'm going to give it to Zion, just for shits and gigs.
I got nothing.
Cool, Diesel. Cool. Way to answer Blaine's question. All right, but
I answered it. I said, man, the Bucks, I ain't paying attention.
Let us thank Blaine, who was at BC Mendoza. And make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, because he is a wonderful apparel wearer for sizeofapparel.com. And if you go to his Twitter, you can get a code to get a discount off some banging-ass merch. So follow him on Twitter at BC Mendoza. Get that code and buy yourself some banging-ass merch. It's some sweet stuff. Still waiting for my package in the mail of my free merch, but that's neither here nor there. Let's go to our next tie flyer. Next we go to Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, who is at BBGW Pod. And the question is, do you think a fatal four-way between Cena, Reigns, The Fiend, and Goldberg would be better than two singles matches at Mania?
It would be better than one of them. I think it would be better than Reigns versus Goldberg, but I don't think it would be better than Fiend versus Cena. That's what I think. I think at least Fiend versus Cena is going to be something, even though Cena's going to win again, and you can say bye-bye to Bray.
Yeah, you're calling it right now?
Yep.
John Cena's gonna beat The Fiend?
Yep.
Wow. That's a hot take right there. Do I think that, to not respond to what Diesel's saying and actually just respond to the question first, do I think a fatal four-way between the four would be better in any sense of the word? No. Not at all. Because how exactly would you book that? Because if you book that fatal four-way, Roman Reigns has to win the fatal four-way. And so does he pin Goldberg, who just beat The Fiend? And then The Fiend gets nothing back? Does The Fiend take out John Cena, like, under the ring or something like that? Like, how would you even book that?
I think he pins Cena.
You think that Roman Reigns pins Cena in that situation?
Yeah, I think The Fiend, like, beats him down and something happens. And, like...
But how does that get Roman over?
Because he beat Cena, who a lot of people consider the greatest of all time.
Yeah, but The Fiend is the one who beat down Cena, and then you're just basically saying that Roman Reigns picks the bones.
How many times does Roman Reigns pick the bones? It happens all the time.
It does. I'm not saying it doesn't. He is definitely... He's the big dog. That's what, I mean, look at Zeus chewing on his bone right now. That's what they do.
Saying, like, The Fiend maybe just doesn't care about the Universal title anymore, and he beats down John Cena and he just disappears, and Goldberg is old and is having a heart attack on the outside or something, and then John Cena turns around and runs into a spear and it's over.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, The Fiend should have never had the world title, the Universal title, or any heavyweight championship ever. That's neither here nor there. But yeah, no, I just think the Fatal 4-Way would not be better in any sense of the word, because with the, you know, Fiend versus John Cena, we can actually hopefully expect a good match. I think that can be a lot of fun. And with Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, if it's done right, just like when we had Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, if we just really have an all-out brawl right away, like no headlocks, no nothing, just straight to spears, Superman punches, whatever the hell Goldberg is calling that jackhammer he does now, and they put that jackhammer in big air quotes, and everything like that just right away, just balls to the walls, a little 8 to 10 minute encounter between those two. I think that could be a lot of fun at WrestleMania.
What if Goldberg wins?
If Goldberg frickin' wins, I don't even know. I will say this right now, and I am a person of positivity. WrestleMania is a deciding factor in how I'm going to continue with my pro wrestling consumption. Come WrestleMania, if WrestleMania doesn't go well, I'm going to just go to catching highlight packages. And I'm not gonna put myself through it anymore. Not gonna do it. I'm gonna watch highlights, and if something really good happens, I might check that out, but I'm not gonna watch WWE. I'm going to actually take a stand and say, I'm gonna keep up with the highlights because we run this podcast and we're gonna get questions about stuff, so I'm not gonna get out of the know, obviously. But WrestleMania, I'm gonna put my foot down. If John Cena beats The Fiend, Goldberg wins, or Brock Lesnar wins, if any two out of those three happens, I'm done. I'm done. I'm putting it on right now. You can cross my heart, hope to die. If any two of those three things happen, done. Cool, Diesel. Thanks for your support and...
Hey, man, I'm pretty much already there.
I know you are. Okay, well, let us thank Broken But Glorious, who is at BBGW Pod, for that wonderful question. Make sure you give them a follow on Twitter so you can check out all of their wonderful interviews, reviews, podcasts, and everything else they do. I mean, they produce so much great content. Once again, follow them on Twitter at BBGW Pod. You'll get all those links. Great group of people. Give them a follow. Give them a listen. You won't regret it. Next, let us go to our Hawaiian shirt wearing friend Tom. And on Twitter, he is at High Five Tom. And that 5 is the number 5. Questions from Tom are, first, what is the player or players you wish you would have gotten to see live or at all? For example, Tom wishes he would have gotten to see Willie Mays at all, or wishes he would have gotten to see Ken Griffey Jr. in person, any or all sports included.
That's a good question. I actually saw Ken Griffey Jr. play in person a couple times.
Yes, you did. We talked about this before. I don't know if it's on the podcast, though.
Yeah, I've seen baseball.
Seen a shit ton of, like...
In our era, yeah, I've seen a bunch of good people.
Yeah.
Just going to Brewers games, and I haven't been to that many Brewers games, but I've been lucky with the ones that I have been to. Player that I wish that I would have seen in any sport play live. I wish I would have got to see Bo Jackson in either football or baseball. That guy was amazing. It would have been really, really cool. It would have been cool to see him play in each sport in the same season. That guy was incredible, and it's, for being the best player in two sports at the same time, and to not be in the Hall of Fame is, almost more incredible than making the Hall of Fame in both of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy to think about, yeah. That's a really good answer, Diesel. All right, I have a couple. So, number one, the first one that popped into my head immediately when I read this question, because I just read it right now, Wayne Gretzky. I wish I would have gotten to see the greatest hockey player of all time. And I think that he is probably the one all-time great player that I don't think there is a debate about. I think with every other sport, you can argue who the greatest player of all time is. In every other sport, everyone's going to have their opinions. Oh, no, it's this guy, it's this guy, it's this guy. When you say hockey, there's no debate. There is literally no debate about it. They made so many different rules to stop Wayne Gretzky from being great because he was just so much better than everyone else.
Well, some people have debated, but I agree with you. There is no debate.
But who are you? I know you're not a big hockey fan, but even who are you going to try and say is better than Wayne Gretzky?
I couldn't. I don't even know.
I mean,
like Bobby Orr or something like that, but like
Mario Lemieux, like, I mean, there, no,
I agree with you, 100%.
There is no, and I mean, Wayne Gretzky is my number one. I wish I would have seen Wayne Gretzky play in person. Love hockey so much, and he's just the greatest of all time in hockey, and I don't think there is a debate. Number two, though, not probably the greatest of all time by any stretch of the imagination, but he is one of the most fun players of all time in any sport. And I wish I would have gotten to see Deion Sanders play live and in person, because prime time when he played live was frickin' prime time. I mean, you would go to games just to see what Deion Sanders would do.
Yep, and wouldn't it have been cool if you would have saw him play baseball too?
Exactly, and that's also kind of what made me think about it, was when you're like talking about a two-sport athlete. All right, let's go to our second question from Tom now. Second one is, second with Christian Yelich about to sign a $200+ million contract. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, we talked about this before. I really hate how in baseball these contracts are like for so much money, because I don't believe that a single person deserves that much money for playing a sport. But, I mean, it's not the richest contract in baseball history. It's, if you want to go by, like, averages for the best players, it reaches those averages. I want the Brewers to lock down Christian Yelich. I don't ever want to see him wear another uniform. He's only played two seasons for the Brewers, but he's easily in the top five Brewers players of all time. So, like, I want to see this guy a Brewer for life. So, I'm not mad about it.
With the speculations, this contract would lock him up until he was 37 years old, barring being traded or anything like that.
Which will probably happen, because the Brewers, they can't sustain like this level of play for that long, in my opinion. But they might.
I would say we can hope they can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. I'm glad the Brewers are not going to let this talent go. And once again, I don't think it ever happened before that a player who was traded to a new team in the MLB won the MVP in his first year there.
That wasn't already an MVP.
That wasn't already an MVP, exactly. A first-time MVP who was traded to a new team.
It wasn't a household name.
Not at all. No one knew who the hell he was. Except for hardcore baseball people. But yeah, no. I love everything about it. Smart move by the Brewers. Excuse me. All right. Let us thank our Hawaiian shirt-wearing friend, Tom. Once again, on Twitter, he is at @HighFiveTom. And that is the five, the number, Tom. All right. Let's go to our next High Flyer. Next we go to Why We Watch Pod. Who is at Why We Watch Pod? And the question is, socks with sandals? Yay or nay?
Pretty sure Jerry Arnold's asked this question before. And I say nay.
Yeah, 100%.
I say nay to sandals.
What? Hold on. Wait, you say nay to sandals altogether?
Yeah. Close to...
What about slippies?
Shoes.
What about slippies? Slippies are nice, man.
Only when you're at the pool.
Nah, man. The slippies are nice. They're so comfy. Yeah, I'm totally down. I hate thong sandals. But, dude, slippies are the best. They're so comfy, especially when it's hot outside.
Eh, I'm not a sandals fan. That's just me, though. Sandals Resort, maybe.
But not the real thing. But the resort, oh yeah. And I'm taking Jan.
Nice.
All right, though. Let us thank the Why We Watch Pod. Who is at Why We Watch Pod? And make sure to check out that wonderful podcast each and every Wednesday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, where he interviews people who love wrestling, people who do podcasting, people who just love life, about why they love their life and why they love doing what they do. It's a great podcast. Each and every Wednesday, check it out on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let's keep on keeping on.
Speaking of Jerry Arnold.
Yeah, I felt that bell coming.
He must have heard us. He has three questions this week. I think he did.
Did he never not have three questions every week?
Probably not.
That's true facts. I think he's always asked three questions. Jerry, you can call us out if you haven't.
Even, I think, before the Dej Kirby rule.
Yeah, I think he always got himself to three.
I think he asks a few sometimes.
He might have gotten to five. What was it, seven? That's when I finally snapped about it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think there were seven questions asked by one person, and I was like, nope, no more.
So his questions this week, Jerry, hey Arnold, that is, by the way.
Hey!
Which word is the one that makes you laugh no matter what?
Oh, I thought he was going to give me an either other. What word always makes me laugh? Huh. That's a good question. I was thinking about, I don't know what word. So once again, I've been rewatching Parks and Recreation. It's like my favorite TV show of all time. I think I've really come down to the conclusion that Parks and Rec is my favorite TV show. And I've just been rewatching it just for shits and gigs, along with rewatching Supernatural. But I love the doctor in Parks and Recreation, Anne's boss, who is just such a dick about everything. And any line he delivers, I don't know if it's a specific word, but it's more cadence for me. If you can say something just completely deadpan and with no emotion at all, it's going to make me laugh harder than anything else. Like, if you can just say something ludicrous with just no emotion, it just makes me chuckle.
So it's not a word.
It's more of a how you say it. I don't have a word that's going to just make me laugh. Like, I don't have, like, the trigger word. Like, a lot of people laugh, you just say penis.
That's a pretty funny word.
See, Diesel chuckled.
I mean, I'm going to go with the classic poop. I mean, you can say it in so many funny different ways. The double O's, it's just like poop. I don't know, it makes me laugh every time.
What's with you in the double letters tonight as well? You're just like, ooh, if it's got a double letter, it's just awesome.
Poop.
Poop.
I don't know, it's just a funny word to me. And it ain't, even though it's the thing that comes out your butt, it just sounds funny. Poop.
Poop.
See? I'm laughing already.
Poop.
Okay, question number two.
Poop.
Poop's funny.
Poop's funny. I did that one over there, too.
At this past Saturday's Ring of Honor show, Bully Ray asked, who's going to step up and make him leave? Which Ring of Honor wrestler do you think will be the one that beats Bully Ray and gets him to leave the company?
Man, once again, Jerry always trying to stretch our knowledge of what we still know about Ring of Honor. I am going to go, who's going to make him leave? It's got to be Jay Lethal, right? It's got to be Captain Ring of Honor. It's got to be Mr. Ring of Honor, the one the fans love the most. Jay Lethal.
I have no idea, so I'm going to go with the good old standby, Silas.
Well, that's another classic answer, bro.
Or another thought I had was it can go full circle and we can go Flip Gordon.
Is Flip Gordon still a part of Ring of Honor?
I believe so.
I guess I haven't seen him anywhere else, so that makes sense.
I'm not 100%, but I think so.
I have no idea.
Well, moving on to Jerry Arnold's third and final question.
Third and final question from Jerry.
Pickles.
Pickles?
Cucumbers.
Well, it's actually a really good question because I like both of them. Ooh.
I like both of them as well.
I'm actually going to go with cucumbers.
I thought you would.
Because I like them in salads, and I can also just eat cucumbers by themselves. When with pickles, I can only just eat pickles by themselves. There's nothing I really put pickles on. Like, I don't like them on burgers or sandwiches or anything like that. I really don't like the pickle taste in the mix with my sandwich. Not that I don't like pickles.
I'm going pickles. I like cucumbers.
I knew you were going to say pickles. I've seen you drink a whole jar of pickle juice, man.
So is everybody on the internet.
But all 81 of those viewers in that video.
I love pickles and, like, I love pickled things. So, like,
I do love pickled things. I'm not getting that. Don't get me twisted on that. I do love pickles. So, but as a whole, it's got to be cucumbers.
I love pickles on things. I love pickles on my burgers. I'm like kind of not the opposite check because I love pickles by themselves as well. But, like, I love pickles on things and in things. I even put pickles in salad sometimes. It depends on what the salad is.
Really?
Like the only kind of, like, Subway or something like that, and just throw some pickles in there, you know?
That's crazy to me. Like, the only thing that I could think of that I really put pickles in is if I'm making, like, ham salad, which is, like, a minced salad. That's, like,
relish.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still pickle.
No, I'm not. I like all kinds of pickles. I like sweet pickles. I like dill pickles. I like sweet spicy pickles.
See, I don't really like sweet pickles either. So, I mean, everything you're saying is just making me lean more and more towards my answer of cucumber.
That's fine. You can even, like, technically it's a pickle, but it's not really. But like you can pickle a cucumber, like a quick pickle, like just vinegar and like onions and stuff like that, and it's a totally different flavor.
Oh, I love pickled onions. I love pickled peppers. Like, Peter Piper pickle peppers. Do you
like pickled carrots?
I don't, because they become a little too soft. And I don't like when my carrots don't have a full crunch on them.
Okay, well, I got these carrots at home right now that I got when I was in Michigan. They have a crunch like a regular carrot, but they're pickled. They're awesome. They were worth like the $11 I spent for the jar.
All right, well then I'm intrigued by that concept.
You bite into them and you get that carrot crunch.
Yeah, that's that, because I can't handle a soft carrot.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So, all right. Well, that's all we got from Jerry Harold this week. Be sure to say thank you if you ever meet him, because I don't know what else to say here. Moving on to our next high flyer.
Next, we go to Mag's Three Pods. Who is that? Dash Kirkby. And the question is, with Goldberg taking the title from The Fiend to potentially lose it to Roman, is he the worst transitional champion ever? He didn't actually put the ever there. He just put worst champ, transitional champion. But I threw ever in there. Make the question mean more.
I don't know if I'd say ever. Because, I mean, we had Vince McMahon as champion one time.
We did. So, we had Vince Russo as champion in WCW.
That too. Yeah.
We had David Arquette.
Yeah, you can't say ever, but I mean, it's not good. I think it's stupid. I would have rather seen Roman Reigns versus The Fiend and like have a story behind it and The Fiend get his first loss from Roman Reigns. Roman does not need to be put over by Goldberg. He does not need to have it.
Diesel, fill some time for like 1 second here.
And I really hate that they did this. And like,
all right, you can stop filling time.
I'm just saying, you can book spear versus spear.
Nope, I want you to stop because
stupid.
What I want to do is I'm actually going to read to all of you high flyers the text message that Diesel sent to me. I am guessing right after he found out that Goldberg had beaten The Fiend for the championship. Because I didn't do this when he actually sent it out. And I was just thinking about it as we were talking about this, because he basically has said exactly everything. But these are Diesel's exact words to me in a text message. I effing, well, he clearly said the actual word, but I effing hate the WWE and I hate these bullshit Saudi shows. Effing Goldberg beating Bray Wyatt for what? I don't care if it sets up spear versus spear. It's bullshit because now both champs are part-timers and Goldberg doesn't need to be champ again just to put over Roman, who doesn't need to be put over. I'm legit infuriated right now. I don't care what argument anybody makes. It doesn't make sense. And then about 15 of those really angry red emoticons.
Yeah, I was really angry. I was sitting on the couch and I got the notification and I'm just like, WTF, why? I mean, deep down I knew this was going to happen.
But we all knew.
I was literally living in denial because I'm like, and just like when The Fiend beats Seth Rollins.
I was going to say, it all came full circle.
I was living in denial both times. I'm like, they're not going to do it because why would they do it? Because that'd be the stupidest thing ever. Don't do it. I mean, they shouldn't even have this match both times. The Fiend shouldn't have faced Seth Rollins at the last Saudi show. The Fiend shouldn't have faced Goldberg this time. And like, makes me so angry, and I'm just done talking about it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if he's the worst, but he's real, real dumb. Real dumb. But it all does come back to the fact that WWE booked themselves into a corner by putting the title on The Fiend in the first place.
Well, it would have made more sense if Roman would have beat him.
Yeah.
You could have booked a story around it.
You could have, but then also, if The Fiend loses at WrestleMania, that really kills a character, because that's when all of the, like, everyone's watching. It's not just the wrestling fans, it's the casuals.
I guess.
Like, if The Fiend loses at WrestleMania, that character is dead to everyone in the world. He means nothing. If he wins at WrestleMania, the casuals will go, oh, cool, this guy's crazy and kind of cool, and he won. He must be really good. So, no, it is totally different in my opinion. They needed to not have the title on The Fiend. And The Fiend versus Roman wouldn't have worked. I do agree with that. But having Goldberg as champ to go Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, we're not happy about it. No one's happy about it. And as I said earlier in the show, we'll see what happens at WrestleMania. Otherwise, I'm putting my foot down. I'm not watching WWE anymore. I'll still watch NXT, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. NXT's the shit.
Damn right. All right, let us thank Mags Three Pods, who was at Dej Kirkby for that wonderful question. And, of course, check out both of his wonderful podcasts in the Visionaries Wrestling Network, the Five Rounds Pod on Tuesdays, his UFC podcast, and the Why We Watch Pod on Wednesdays, his podcast where he talks to people who love wrestling, podcasting, and everything else about why they love what they love. And then on Thursdays, on thechairshot.com, you can check out the Mount Rushmore Pod, where they rank and make Mount Rushmores for great things in wrestling. Let us keep on keeping on, though. Next, we go to... Oh, Metal Doesn't Have Boo Boo Face. Who is that? Metal_2006. Oh, Metal, you and your wonderful Twitter names. His first question is, with recent comments coming out that Bray being unhappy with booking, will he be the next to leave WWE?
Not the next, but like I think he's closer to leaving than he was before. I expect if he loses to John Cena at WrestleMania, whenever his contract's up, I don't know when it's going to be, he's gone. I wouldn't be surprised to hear him ask for his release. He pretty much had control over Firefly Funhouse. When it came to like everything else, I don't feel like he had any say in what happens. So I don't know. I think that he's pretty upset. And I think that he'll go elsewhere where he can do something that he wants to do. Because obviously the man's a genius. Like this reinvention of himself as being the Fiend was a really genius move in my opinion. And
he's another Matt Hardy.
It is, and like they don't like it when you get yourself over.
They really don't. They just really hate anything that they didn't have. Peter Piper put his finger in all the pies? They just have to be Peter.
Peter Piper
picked a bunch of pickled peppers. Why do I keep going back to that?
I don't know. It was Jack Spratt?
It's like Peter Pudgy or...
something like that.
Pudgy, portly, Peter.
Whatever, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The kid who puts his finger in the pies, not the sexual kind, the like actual pies.
Yeah, not the Rock's cherry pies.
Not the Rock's pies. will he be the next to leave WWE? Definitely not. There'll be a whole bunch to leave before him. His contract's got to last for at least a while.
Georgie Porgy?
Georgie Porgy, maybe. But he's the one who kissed all the girls.
I don't know.
And made them cry. Georgie Porgy kissed all the girls and made them cry, I'm pretty sure.
And there's something about pies, because it rhymes cry.
Maybe. Could be. And then put his finger in all the pies. Maybe that song is about dirty things. How do we get on nursery rhymes?
I don't know.
He definitely won't be the next to leave. Will he leave the WWE? Maybe. Probably not, though. I think Bray, for as much as he might complain about it on Twitter, it's all just to hype up us marks. He just likes effing with all of us, honestly. He's another one of those guys who just like screwing with all of us, like Randy Orton, Matt Hardy, all of them. Sidebar, did you see, speaking of Matt Hardy, the Young Bucks on the latest episode of Free to Delete?
Yeah, they got a call from area code in North Carolina.
Yep.
Yep. But I don't know what's going on with the Matt Hardy stuff.
No, they were literally on the newest episode of Free the Delete, not being the Elite, Free the Delete.
Oh, no, okay, I got what you're saying. But that doesn't really mean anything either.
No, but they literally pulled up and they were there and Matt Hardy greeted them and Nick goes, "Hey, Matt." And they go, "Bucks of Youth, I knew you'd come." And then the video ended. So he's going to the AEW. Like, Vince McMahon would not allow him to have the Young Bucks on his YouTube channel.
He's a free agent, though. It doesn't matter. He's a free agent.
It's true. He's a free agent.
Like, what if he takes that deal with NXT, though?
He's not going to do it.
Like, throw a bunch of money at it. You never know.
Back that garbage truck of money up, but no.
You don't know. Maybe this is a bargaining chip.
Dude, the freaking Young Bucks run Free to Delete. It's over. He's the Exalted One. He's going to AEW. Okay, sorry for that sidebar. Let's go to our second question from Metal. It is, are you going to see Rage Against the Machine at Alpine Valley?
Nope.
Yeah, no. No, I saw Rage way back when at Ozfest. Long ago.
I
think it was Ozfest.
I don't like the lead singer.
Aren't they just called Rage now as well, or do they go back to being called Rage Against the Machine?
I don't know. I like Tom Morello, but I don't like the lead singer. I'm not a fan of his voice, really. And, like, their songs are overplayed.
They are. I will not lie to you, and this will get us some more heat, but these are two bands, Rage Against the Machine and Guns N' Roses, I think are the two of the most overplayed, overrated bands that ever existed. Like, their songs are okay, but they're just okay. And people just hold them. They're putting the pussy on a pedestal with those songs.
I have some bands that I would like to say are overrated, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to get heat, so I'm just going to,
as I said,
leave it as is.
I've been drinking wine all night, and I don't give a damn. All right, let's go to our third and final question from Metal. And it is, what is your favorite ska band?
I don't really listen to much ska.
Oh, we grew up in the age of ska, so you've heard a whole bunch of it.
Yeah. Goldfinger Count?
Yeah, that's their thing. When I Fall Back Down, right?
Oh, they sing Superman.
Oh, that's Superman. Who sings When I Fall Back Down?
I don't know.
When I Fall Back Down, you're the one. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, 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 bam. Maybe they sing that.
I don't know. That's my favorite ska band. Whoever sings that song. My favorite ska band is really all the bands that are on the first Tony Hawk game. Like, that soundtrack on the first Tony Hawk game, I've heard more than any other soundtrack. And the fact I can't think of any of those band names is a little embarrassing. But, as I said, I've been drinking a lot of wine tonight.
Okay, he's drinking wine right now. That's why there was a pause.
Well, I thought you would talk there for a second, but I guess
I'm going with this question. I don't know Scott very well.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that'll wrap up our questions from Metal Doesn't Have Boo Boo Face, who was at Metal_2006 on Twitter. Make sure you give him a follow. Real great follow on Twitter. Well, let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to Good Guy Dave, who was at Dave Pozewski. First question from Good Guy Dave is, do you think that the Orange Cassidy match changed any minds about him?
Didn't see it, so this one's for Chad.
Well, you clearly, you heard people talking about it, and you saw that.
I heard talking about it, but, like, I didn't see it, so I can't, like, form an opinion on my own.
I know, but what opinions did you hear from the interweb then, since I know you didn't get to watch Revolution yet?
I wasn't really paying attention to that match, per se. I guess, I don't know. You just answer this question.
All right, fine. I was trying to just, get a little content from you, but I'll do it myself. Do I think it'd change anyone's opinion? No, because basically all the people who watch AEW are already us, wrestling marks anyway, so we know how great Orange Cassidy is. So I don't think it changed anyone's opinion. It just showed that, yeah, the dude can wrestle and that his sloth style is all his gimmick. And it's a really great gimmick. And it is so freaking over right now. It is one of those really, it's kind of like, and it's going to sound bad because I'm going to compare him anyways, but so take it how you will. But his overness with his sloth style is when Fandango's music got over just like gangbusters for honest to God, no reason in my opinion. Like, it was funny, and it's cool, and I love Orange Cassidy, and I liked Fandango's music, but I also, in a lot of ways, don't get it. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why it's so over.
I don't get it either, to be honest with you.
Like, and I know that might make us sound like old men or something, but it's not that. Is that I think it's funny and I think it's cool.
It makes me laugh, but like I don't get why it's so popular.
Exactly. I just don't understand the popularity of it. It feels like it should be a very niche thing. And it's not. It's just hyper popular. I just don't get it. So it's a good thing though. All right. Well, let's go to our second question from Dave. It is, what do you think about that Sony Ono story from GCW? I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't either.
I'm not caught up on GCW right now. Sorry, Dave. We will get back to you on that one. I promise you that.
We're running short on time.
Yeah, I will get back to you though. All right, we'll go to our next question from Dave. And that is, if major wrestling events like WrestleMania are canceled due to the coronavirus, what do you think should happen? I don't think any event would ever actually be canceled. I think that they would probably...
Postpone.
Huh?
Postpone at the
worst. No, I don't think it would postpone either. I think that they would at most do it at a small venue, smaller venue, and still get the pay-per-view sales. And I know we're not living in the pay-per-view market right now, but we kind of are because AEW is living on the pay-per-view market, but that's neither here nor there. Or WWE might be selling their pay-per-view rights, but once again, neither here nor there. But I think they would still do the event, but it would just be done in front of a very, scaled down crowd, done in a smaller venue and still, broadcast to all of us home viewers.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't think that...
I don't think anything will be canceled regardless.
Well, not WrestleMania. I don't care. They'd rather have the world die than cancel WrestleMania. So, and I know what Stephanie McMahon said last week, but I don't believe her. So, I'm going to say, like Chad said, they're not going to cancel anything.
Yep, that's 100%. All right. Well, let us thank Good God Dave. Who was that? Dave Buzewski for all three of those great questions. But let us keep on keeping on. Next, we move on to the Five Rounds Pod. Who is that? Five Rounds Pod. And you can check them out each and every Tuesday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Question from them this week is, with Super Showdown being disappointing by most metrics, what was the most disappointed you've been with a match finish?
Every Saudi Arabia show has been disappointing.
I haven't watched since the Greatest Royal Rumble, and that one wasn't disappointing. I actually quite enjoyed that one.
Yeah, well, it still wasn't great.
It was actually. Are you really gonna say it wasn't? It was that card was good.
Yeah, but it was a glorified house show.
See, you view it through that really angry perspective. That show was good. Yeah, that show was really good.
It's a glorified house show. Okay, what'd you say? But. Letdown
was good
for, I don't know, I guess Hell in a Cell last year with The Fiend versus Seth Rollins, just the way it ended with, they just called the match off. Didn't make any sense.
Yeah, the first one that popped into my head is also involving Bray Wyatt, and that was Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. With all the gosh darn locusts and worms and all the other stupid shit they decided to broadcast onto the ring for no reason at all. It was just stupid and ludicrous. And then Randy Orton just won. With no fanfare at all. He just won. Just with an RKO. It was just over. It was, that was a bad WrestleMania. I was very mad. Very mad about that. All right. Let us thank the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod for that wonderful question. But let us move on to our next tie flyer. Next we go to Was a Cactus That Sneaks. Who was that? WJets 420. And the question is, what is your favorite color of pen to use? Red, blue, or black?
Black all day.
No. I like to use red pens because I feel that red pens, it just makes me feel a little better because that's what you use to correct people. So I always write in red just because I'm more right than you are.
Good for you. It's black is the answer. We're moving on.
Red pens. All right. Let us thank Was a Cactus That Sneaks. Who was that? WJets 420. Oh, that wonderful question. Next, we move on to Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who is that? NJPWUS. And the question is, with the release of the Final Fantasy VII Remake demo on PS4, what classic game deserves a remake treatment next?
Bloody Roar.
Ah, See, at least you can answer these kind of questions. You guys have finally found the video game question that Diesel can answer. Diesel, why does Bloody Roar need to be remade?
Because it's
I know you're trying to
the best.
But why?
Because you can morph into your beast.
And it was the only fighting game Diesel was any good at.
Yeah.
For what classic video game needs a remake next? Oh, man, there's a lot of good games out there. But the one that I'm going to go with it, I don't know if anyone else really played besides my brother and I. It's called Unholy War. And it has nothing to do with, like, the Crusades or Bibles or anything like that. It was just a whole bunch of monsters that fought each other in a tactical warfare style game like XCOM 2. And all had special powers, and it was great. And I loved it. And if they just basically put the XCOM 2 engine into that game, I would play it all the time, just like I play XCOM 2. So yeah, Unholy War is my answer to that question. All right. Let us thank Totally Not Dash Kirkby, who was at NJPWUS for that wonderful question. Zeus, would you stop attacking my pants, you crazy, crazy bulldog? All right, let us keep on going, though, while I'm being assaulted by my bulldog, to our next high flyer, who's going to be the Mount Rushmore Pod, who was at Badlands Pod. And the question is, Page and Omega versus the Young Bucks is being touted in some circles as the greatest tag team match of all time. Agree or disagree? And if you disagree, what match / matches beat it?
Haven't seen it yet, so I heard great things, and I heard that it was a great match, and I know the finish, and I know how it ended. It looked like Hangman was going to turn, but he didn't, so they're really drawing this out, which I like. But other than that, I don't have an opinion yet. Get back to me next week.
For if it's the greatest tag, it was great. It was really phenomenal. But for being the greatest tag match of all time, honestly, not even close. Like I don't even know if I would. I might put this in my top 10 at the very most for being a tag match. Because it was good, and it built really solidly, but just off the top of my head, the Young Bucks feud with the Lucha Bros was better. The El Generico Kevin Steen versus the Briscoes feud was better. DIY versus the Revival was better. Edge and Christian versus the Dudley versus the Hardys were better. So many things with the Hardys were better. So many things where Edge and Christian were better. Like, the match was really good, but I think that we all just get really stuck in this, what's the term I'm looking for? Recency bias, where, oh my gosh, this was so awesome because we just saw it. But we forget that, you know, we've seen so many great tag team matches. I mean, I don't even know if this match was really better than the Broserweights versus, Undisputed Era from NXT TakeOver. Like, it was good, and there was great storytelling in it. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to degrade this match at all, but, like, to try and tout it as the greatest tag team match of all time, just jog on. That's insanity. It's insanity, folks. Let it rest a little bit. Watch it a few more times. Yeah, it's really good, but does it compare to the 2 out of 3 falls match that DIY and the Revival had? I don't really think so. But that's just me. Does this compare to half of the really great tag matches that All Japan Pro Wrestling's ever had? Not at all. Not even in the slightest. So, really good. Not even close. I don't even know if I put it in my top 10. Maybe there's a couple more viewings. I would consider it, but I don't really think so. Okay, let us thank the Mount Rushmore Pod, who was at Badlands Pod, for that great question. Let us move on to our final high flyer. Our final high flyer, as always, is the Matnificent Matt Willis, who was at the Matt Attack UK. The questions for Matt this week are, first one, what is the worst spot you can recall in a Elimination Chamber match?
When Mark Henry got... No, when Mark Henry was in the cell and someone got thrown into his cell and the door just broke and so he just walked out.
That was hilarious.
It's still the worst.
It was, absolutely. The worst spot ever is actually... might be from that same chamber match. It's when Sheamus used his Celtic Cross necklace to lock his chamber himself so that he couldn't get out of his chamber. And instead of the announcers putting it over as, oh, he's a dastardly heel. Oh, this is so cool. And he's such a shyster. They were just freaking dumb and just kept playing it off as a technical malfunction. So Sheamus looked like an idiot the whole time and no one got it. And it could have been a really great gimmick, but they just totally biffed it.
I think that was the same chamber match, to be honest with you.
I think it was the same chamber match, to be honest.
What the hell was that?
That was a Zeus dog running into a doorstop.
Okay, it sounded like he just shit his pants.
Nah, that's when you hit a doorstop really hard. That's what happens when you have a French bulldog running about. Alright, let's move on to our second question from Matt, which is... What is the worst debut in WWE history?
Gobbledygooker.
Is it the worst? Because, I mean, it is one of the dumbest debuts ever. That character never resurfaced, though. So it's not really a debut.
I mean, kind of was.
It was the first time the character had been seen.
I don't know. It's the only one that I can think of, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. The worst debut ever. Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Because right now, all my head is filled with is all the great NXT just being in the crowd. And I like that a lot. I can't think of anything shitty right now. Get back to me, Matt. I'll try and think of something shitty for next week. All right. Third and final question from Matt. Excuse me. It is, should they abolish the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame? Especially as people like Drew Carey are in there and has merely appeared for a grand total of 32 minutes on WWE programming.
No, because the Hall of Fame is meaningless. So who really cares like if there's celebrities in it or not?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no. 100% disagree. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
No, I'm good.
Because... These people, yeah, they might not. The celebrity, as these was said, the Hall of Fame in general is a bunch of malarkey for the WWE because it's not really voted on. It's just whoever Vince wants to put in that year. And these celebrities, while they might only have like a few moments in the WWE, can you tell me that Pete Rose does not have a forever spot in WWE mythology / WWF mythology for his few times of being on there? I mean, how much combined screen time does Pete Rose have for those WrestleManias being tombstoned?
That's Drew Carey, I promise you.
I guarantee you that. But how iconic is Kane tombstoning Pete Rose every year? Like, that is something that so many people know about. It is a very, just, it's a great factoid. And the guest hosts of Raw, while it was really stupid, there's a lot of great moments. Like when, I know everyone else hates it, but what's his name from Andrade? Jeremy Piven did that elbow drop from the top rope. That was pretty damn impressive.
Called SummerSlam Summerfest.
Yes, he did. I mean, and so no, the celebrity wing should not be gotten rid of. And Drew Carey eliminating himself in that Royal Rumble is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like Kane walked out and just went, nope.
Yep.
All right, but that will wrap up our three questions from the Matnificent Matt Willis, who is at the Matt Attack UK on Twitter. Make sure you give him a follow. Make sure you listen to all of his wonderful, wonderful podcasts in the Visionaries Wrestling Network. They are infinite. They are multiple. They are legion. There's a lot of them. But that will wrap up the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week for episode 140. As always, we thank all of you amazing high flyers for sending your amazing questions. How many times can I say amazing before it loses all value to you? But please keep sending your questions in each and every single week so we can keep answering them. You can clearly hit me up on Twitter @ viewfromtoprope. Camp Diesel on Twitter @
Diesel_VFTR.
Or you can just always respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every week asking for your questions. Please tell your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, your coworkers, your family members, and anyone else who will freaking listen to you to send in their questions so we can just keep on keeping on with this amazing podcast that you know and love. But it's time for us to move on to our final segment. And as always, that song triggers the time for final thoughts. Diesel, what do you got for us this week?
This week, I don't really have anything planned this weekend. There's Elimination Chamber, but I'm not excited for it at all, to be honest with you.
I keep forgetting we have a pay-per-view this weekend. 100%. I don't even know what matches are happening.
I mean,
we have two. I think we have three chamber matches, don't we?
I don't know.
I'm pretty positive. I think we have two women's chamber matches and a tag team chamber match.
I know there's a tag team and one women's. That's all I know about.
And we haven't had SmackDown yet this week, so.
I don't know.
Can we get a fourth chamber match? Four chamber matches?
I doubt it. But other than that, I don't know anything about this weekend. Besides, it's my last week. I'm before going on vacation, so it's probably just going to be spent chilling and probably cleaning the apartment, because it's always nice to come back to a clean apartment after you have vacation, because then you don't have to do anything. You can just plop down on the couch, and there you go. You are not very good at timing tonight, my friend.
I'm really not. I thought you had at least another minute and a half
no,
of commentary.
No, we're running over here, and I'm trying to end this thing. So
I know, you're annoying me, because you still got to give out your thoughts and everything like that. My final thoughts for the week are, because this is how I was going to end it anyways, I got nothing. I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 3 right now, because I'm enjoying that. Follow my post on Twitter about it. I'll keep updating you on where I'm at and how much I'm annoyed by how easy it is, because it's stupidly easy. Besides that, just got nothing else. So Diesel's in a rush. So Diesel, close out the show so we can get on out of here.
First of all, I want to say, I don't think you were listening to me, because I did give my thoughts on everything that you told me you wanted me to give thoughts on. Number two is, you can follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. Follow Chad on Twitter at ViewFromTopRope. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, View From The Top Rope Official. YouTube is View From The Top Rope. Of View From Top Rope at gmail.com is our email. Visionaries Wrestling Network at gmail.com is our Gmail account. Send us your podcast reviewed and get uploaded to the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Vis Wrestling Net. You can follow us on Facebook at Visionaries Wrestling Network. You can listen to all the Visionaries Wrestling Network shows on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Podknife, and many, many more.
And just literally type in Visionaries Wrestling Network into your Google machine. You will find us on a podcasting platform that you enjoy. And if you don't, hit us up and we'll get on that podcasting platform just for you. But as always, we thank you so much for listening to our fun and frivolity that we call a podcast. I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. You've heard Zeus all night because he's been out of his damn mind. He's got that spring fever. But as always, remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.